Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness says that crime and violence will be his top priority in this new year. This as the police there report that 1,393 people were murdered in Jamaica in 2023. We hear more from Nationwide Radio in Jamaica.
Crime and violence were the issues first addressed in the Prime Minister's 13-minute New Year's message, with polls consistently identifying this as one of the issues most resonating with Jamaicans. It's clear the Holness administration understands the importance of tackling the problem. The Prime Minister started his message by highlighting several key successes on the crime-fighting front for 2023.
We will continue to build out our plan to sustainably secure Jamaica. Firearms Act, Bail Act, and amendments to the Offenses Against the Person Act to create realistic deterrent penalties, along with usage of the anti-gang law and improved intelligence and policing operations, are having strong impact on reducing crime overall. Murders are down about 7.5%. That is approximately 120 lives saved. And serious crimes overall are down 10%. In fact, the total number of reported serious crimes, murder, shooting, rape, robbery, break-ins, is the lowest in 20 years.
The opposition PNP has consistently slammed the government for its failure in this regard. They repeatedly emphasized that murders have been, on average, higher at any point under Holness's tenure than under their previous administration. In a seeming effort to combat this message, the Prime Minister reminds Jamaicans that the country's murder rate has outstripped the regional average threefold for over two decades.
Now, since Jamaica passed the 1,000 murder mark in 1997, it has remained above that for 23 years, at three times the regional average. Separate from the crime problem, Jamaica has a violence problem. While the two are linked, differentiated strategies must be developed to treat with them. Violence has a significant public health and human services element, over and above the law enforcement and security dimension of the problem.
However, Mr. Holness has vowed to restore peace through targeted social interventions aimed at reducing Jamaica's growing culture of violence.
Now, in 2024, your government will begin the build-out of a comprehensive social services response to violence, which will include education and youth services, faith-based and NGO social partnership initiatives to promote restorative justice and peace-building in communities, social safety net support targeted at those most at risk and vulnerable to violence, public health intervention and services, and targeted public education, among other initiatives. Therefore, in 2024, my administration will focus on reducing violence, building our social and emotional intelligence and human capital, strengthening our families, and promoting peace in our land.
And in his New Year's message, opposition leader Mark Golding said he's willing to put aside politics for a better future for Jamaica.
The new year brings with it a renewed sense of possibility. It is a time for reflection and also an opportunity to commit to a positive change in our own lives and in the life of our beloved Jamaica. It is clear to me that overcoming our serious challenges requires a collaborative approach, energized by a renewed spirit of national unity. History demands that we now cast aside the divisive and selfish attitudes of the past, which are preventing us from harnessing this capacity to solving the major issues that are holding us back. I am committed to working constructively and in good faith with all well-thinking Jamaicans, regardless of political affiliation or the considerations that have too long divided us, towards finding the ways and means to secure a better future for our country.
But according to Mr. Golding, no progress will be achieved under what he labeled as a cloud of corruption that persists in the country.
Our proud history of overcoming oppression and adversity is a testament to our ability to overcome challenges and emerge stronger. Now, more than ever, we must harness that strength to address the pressing issues that lie before us. I'm confident that working together, we can achieve progress in overcoming formidable obstacles to the Jamaica that we long to see. But one thing is crystal clear. We cannot move forward under the cloud of corruption. It requires absolute integrity in public life and support for our institutions of accountable governance to rebuild the people's trust and confidence in our leaders. The seriousness of the task at hand demands nothing less.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.